This is KNKX. Every 10 years, the population of the United States gets counted. The actual census starts in March of next year with the first ever digital rollout of forms. By April, paper copies are sent to those who haven't already filled out the information online. Even though the count doesn't begin for several months, there's work being done by organizations to get the word out about the importance of taking part. Washington Census Alliance manager Kamau Shega says his group has focused specifically on populations that are historically undercounted, including people of color. He talked with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about why it's so necessary to be included in the census count.
Once every 10 years, we get to take a look at who the country is and who we are. And it sets the basis for allocating important public resources. So if one area has had a growth in population, it's important that the federal government send additional resources for things like roads and schools. And it's also important because in the Constitution, it is how we allocate the number of representatives that a certain area might have.
So it seems like it's easier said than done. People are historically undercounted. Groups like people of color, rural populations, tribal communities, children under five. What does your organization do to make sure they're counted?
At the Washington Census Alliance, what we're doing is we're bringing together organizations that already work in these communities, indigenous organizations, organizations that are immigrant-led, led by communities of color, because those are the trusted messengers. Something that is really different about this census is the political climate in which it's taking place. So already there are communities who have doubts about what the government might do with their data, and we need trusted messengers to let them know that why the census is important. So we're encouraging people to self-respond to the census when that begins in March of next year.
Seems like your job has been made tougher by this citizenship question that's been talked about so much. President Trump has now abandoned the idea of having people answer it. But has that instilled some sense of fear or uncertainty and affected the work you do?
Oh, absolutely. So I just this weekend was meeting with Northwest Kenya Community Association in Federal Way. And what I was hearing from the gathering of some 70 odd people in the community is that fear is already present. And even though we know for a fact the citizenship question will not be on the census, the damage has already been done. And so that is why we're organizing so hard to make sure that leaders in these communities have the right information and can deliver that to their community members and make sure that people feel safe and secure.
How do you combat that fear? How do you make sure that they feel safe and secure to answer the questions?
The first thing is who is telling that story and making sure that before we have enumerators from the Census Bureau come, that they're getting messages from family members and friends, people they trust. Also that the data, when you respond, is not kept on an individual basis. It's aggregated because there's no need to know so-and-so lives here. Instead, what we need to know is how many people are in Wenatchee, how many people are in Pullman, Walla Walla.
What's the biggest misconception that you found that people have about the census that you're trying to set straight?
I think the biggest misconception that people have is what the census is used for. There's certain questions that they get nervous about because of the political climate we're in. People get very nervous around and are unsure how to answer, you know, questions about race and ethnicity. And what we say to set them straight is this data is used not with the intent of discrimination, but in order for researchers, say, at the University of Washington, to be able to find trends in communities. So, for example, if we know that the racial composition of Pierce County is a certain amount, and then that data is overlaid by how many people get asthma in that area, that helps you discover where racial disparities are. And so it's so important that people accurately fill out the census as best that they can so that we can have accurate information about what is happening to our communities.
Kamau, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.